Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Here we go. Final hour of 2018 for In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Been on here a while, Boggs. Yeah, long time. Hadn't got any certificates of how long we've been. Didn't get a Christmas present. FNTSY, I didn't get that Nintendo Switch from
FNTSY. But your kid got one from Santa, so yep. You're all set.
Yeah, or from me. Dude, we've already done like...
Yeah, we've talked about
that. We've done this bit, but we were... it was like a couple of days after Christmas when I could walk and I wasn't sick. I took my kids, my wife and I took both of our kids to a park that's right nearby, and there's a couple of kids there, and they've got, you know, of course, like, you know, I have no problem if kids want to have like their little guns and stuff, but these kids have these just like mega Nerf and shooty guns and whatever, and they're running around, and my kid wants to play with them. Again, that's not the point. I don't care, but these two kids, no adults around, they're just in a park, you know, and they're just like, hey, what's up? And this one is following my wife around, telling her every single thing that he got for Christmas. But at the end, as we're walking away, one of the kids says something, and he's like, yeah, Santa got me this, this, and this. And what did Santa get you? And then my son just kind of looks at me, and we're like, all right, we got to go. And then as the kids walk away, my son looks at me. He goes, I didn't want to say anything, but Santa's not real. And I was like,
oh, my God.
I was like, thank you for not ruining those kids who are a year older than you and didn't realize. But like, he knew. He was like, but he didn't want to ruin those kids' time. But yeah. He's like, I knew Santa wasn't real.
He's like, these idiots.
Yeah, exactly. He was just like, he almost looked at me and he's like, these kids, I don't know, dummies. These dummies, and they don't have parents around, so that's why they still believe in Santa. So we are back for the final hour of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bonus list, acknowledgement list, but guess what? We do it because we're wanted to do here, and we've had a good uptick in listeners here from the Fantasy Sports Radio Network of 2018. We don't need to talk about... I mean, we could talk about the all-time... Do we have a moments of 2018 for ATL?
I mean, not that we... We didn't put them together.
I'm trying to think.
Because
we're
busy recovering from hangovers, so...
We did the book. Do we have any other memorable moments? I mean, you... that didn't count. You cried, but that was in 17.
That was last year.
We blacked out on the special, so that doesn't count. Yeah. Just recently we had the trial, or we had the epic explosion emergency podcast.
How about the Black Olive bet? How about that?
The Black Olive bet and the Pete bet.
Yeah, and the Pete bet. God.
Yeah, you lost two major bets that, you gave out your phone number, you threw up.
I did throw up.
You've had a good year, Box.
Yeah, it was. At least all my teams didn't do anything, so that's good.
You had a solid year. Well, I mean, you're going to win the Roto one.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm sure I'll find a way to screw it up. So.
I didn't win anything. I screwed them up.
What's next on the sports list?
Let's quit doing the crap
on Bogman list.
Well, I'm just done. They're fine. All right. Here we go. Number five. Now we can kind of do a countdown. It's still chronological order, but whatever. Wrong way. I think this is a good one if this is one I'm thinking about. This was Cleveland's chance. The Golden State Warriors were heavy favorites to repeat as NBA champions, given that the W's suited up. Just a bunch of nonsense they're writing here. Just write like people. The problem, Smith. Oh, yeah, here he goes. It goes. But somehow, with 4.7 seconds left in game one and the score tied at 107-107, J.R. Smith grabbed an offensive rebound off a missed George Hill foul shot. The problem, Smith thought the Cavs had the lead, so instead of attacking the rim, he started dribbling downwards midcourt as if he were running out the clock. By the time James, who was standing at the top of the key, implored him to head to the right direction, it was too late. The Cavs couldn't get a shot at the rim. Overtime, during the break between regulation and the extra session, a demoralized James buried his head, crossed his arms, and could barely look at another human. He looked like someone stole his dessert and then called off Christmas. This is great editorializing. Cleveland, despite LeBron James' 51 points, lost. Golden State went on to sweep the series. Fair enough, I will say, I mean, of sports memes of 2018, LeBron with his handout to JR is number one.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say 100%.
I completely
forgot about that. Or the one that's not really a sports meme. It's just the, you know, the dude looking at the other chick while he's holding hands with his chick.
Oh, like that was a big year for that meme. The 2018 was a big year for guy walking with girl looking at other girl.
Right, right. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Right now, you open up Twitter.com right now, you will see the guy holding hands with 2018 looking at 2019. That's there because that's what the internet is. And that's what 2018 was. All right. The number five internet moment of 2018, Bogman, how
Kanye returning to Twitter.
Okay.
This was this was a lot they put together a timeline of his crazy tweets. Like in April, he says, sometimes you have to get rid of everything. And he says, oh, by the way, this is my book that I'm writing in real time. No publisher or publicist will tell me what to put where. Or how many pages to write. This is not a financial opportunity. This is an innate need to be expressive.
I think this coincided with the album that he had dropping. It usually always coincides with a project.
He said, I don't subscribe to the term and concept of God-fearing. That's a dated mentality that was used to control people. We are in the future. If God is love and love is the opposite of fear, then to fear God makes no sense. Then he said, we have freedom of speech, but not freedom of thought. The thought police want to suppress freedom of thought. There was a time when slavery was the trend, and apparently that time is still upon us, but now it's a mentality.
All right. Well, I was going to say LeBron, I'm still on that. I'm looking at the photo of him. There was a time where I really want to talk to someone that has known Kanye for a long time, because if you know his history, I mean, obviously, yeah, I know his mother passing affected him greatly, but the biggest, most critical moment in that guy's life seemed to be the car crash that that happened to him as he was an up and coming artist. It happened way before his first album, the High School Dropout. And he had this really bad car accident where he had his mouth wired shut for a long time, and even when he like came back rapping, it was a hard problem. Like, was he normal before that? Like, was he like, you can tell like the ego and the demeanor of a person that's suppressed is just waiting to come out. Like, was that there, or was he normal and then the car accident knocked the crazy into him?
Well, I'm like, no joke, I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast he did with Roseanne, and she was talking about how she got run over by a truck when she was like 17 years old. And she's had brain damage from that. And that, she thinks, is what made her, you know, kind of nuts, because she spent time in a psych ward and stuff like that. This is before she even had the original Roseanne show, before the Conners were a thing, and before she said all this crap on Twitter. So like, she blames a car wreck for that kind of stuff. Really, I've seen some documentaries on that. It's really frontal lobe damage.
That's why I wonder what happened. Did I ever tell you I met Roseanne?
Did you really?
Yeah, when I was like super young.
What did she
young.
Call you?
I did the most embarrassing thing ever. She had a book.
You gave her Ambien?
No, they gave her something. Oh. She wrote a book, and my mom wanted to go see her. And this is when I lived in California, and we went to like a Barnes and Noble, and she was there. And I was a big artist.
He always laughs like this before he says something super embarrassing. It's
super embarrassing. I love to draw, and I loved Garfield. I drew a 3-panel cartoon sketch, and it was literally a fat joke where if I could remember, the punchline was, you think you're fat, look at me. And I gave that to Roseanne Barr. I was like 10 or something when I did it, 10 or 11. I vividly remember coloring it. 3 panels. I set up the joke, and it was something along the lines of that.
For Roseanne.
I handed it to Roseanne. I don't remember what she did, what she said, any of it. I just remember,
oh, look, a kid gave this to me.
And then she reads it. She's like, hey, get that little bastard over here. I need to speak to him. Throw it on and burn it. Wipe my butt with it. Yeah, I don't know. So that was my Roseanne Barr story. And I have frontal lobe damage, apparently. All right. How many do we have left here? I have
Number four,
Croatian celebration. England had extinguished so much heartbreak in the 2018 World Cup. What is this, a World Cup one? Nobody cares about that. Croatia held on to reach a World Cup final for the first time. Apparently that's memorable. I don't know what we're talking about.
I mean, soccer is pretty popular. I remember Croatia making it. So.
All right, well, there you go. That's a memorable one, apparently, to some
people.
Well,
it's just as memorable as this one, which is terrible.
Internet?
When someone tried to make teeth nails a thing, it was apparently a bizarre beauty trend, which, you know, the Welsh and I never had our nails done, so we don't know. But there are fingernails that are made to look like teeth.
Oh, why?
Yeah, it's disturbing. I don't remember this at all.
I mean, I don't want to jump the shark here, but, like, why are we having tooth fingernails? Like, didn't one of the, like, dress things happen? Or the
the Yanni thing? What was it?
Yeah,
Yanni,
yeah,
or some other name.
Wasn't that one of those? Is that in here?
I don't know. I think that might have been from 2 years ago.
More memorable than the teeth thing. I don't know. All right. Number three, Serena states her case. Serena Williams extended argument with chair umpire Carlos Ramos at the U.S. Open. She called him a thief for calling violations on her. She accused him of sexism, as many male players have treated umpires far worse. And she did and never suffered a game penalty at a crucial point of a Grand Slam match. The post-match booing at the trophy ceremony, which honored Japan's Naomi Osaka, the superior player that day as U.S. Open champ, was unfortunate. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so, I mean, I remember this. It was Serena just absolutely going balls to the wall on this ump or the referee or whatever and losing her mind. All right, I mean, I remember that one.
This one I don't remember at all. It's
number
so
three?
Gross. Yeah, it's meals cooked in a mouth. The first half of 2018 was also when we learned about this chef who cooked meals using only her freaking mouth.
Are you saying
she
meals?
Meals.
Okay, meals in her mouth.
So, and there's a video to it here, too, where instead of using any tools to, like, chop up steak, she's chewing it and spitting it into a bowl. She's doing the same thing.
Where is it? Is it on here?
With the ingredients. No, it's not on there.
Right.
I didn't put
it
on there.
But don't worry about
it. Yeah, she's just spitting stuff into a bowl.
She's like a bird. She's Bird Box. She's like,
this is Bird Box. This is bird meal.
That's really the story. It's making food in your mouth and then dumping it into other people's mouths.
Bird Box is actually Fresh Box, but it's only mouth meals. So,
gross.
I mean, she's literally just spitting stuff.
Okay. I don't remember
anything. Cooking with your mouth, raw steak tartare. That's what she's making here.
All right. Number two. Tiger's Army. Think of what you want of Tiger Woods, but no athlete in his sports, blah, blah, blah. They're telling us all this stuff. Woods capped off a stellar comeback campaign in which he contended for two major titles. Woods shot a final round 64 at the PGA Championship to finish second with his first tour win in over 5 years at Tour Championship in Atlanta. As Woods walked towards the 18th green on that September Sunday to soak in his victory, thousands of fans trailed him on the course as if he were their leader. The scene spoke to Tiger's power. He might not win as many tournaments as he did in his prime, but his mere presence turned a whole generation of fans into golf. They'll never forget that. Pretty iconic image, too. I mean, it looks like it looks like something that a presidential campaign might even steal and say that this was all the people at their rally. That many people were there behind Tiger.
How about This is I don't know how this didn't make number one.
This is number two.
The Tide Pod Challenge.
Oh, people. But what was the thing? I know people were doing it, but were people like videoing themselves doing it?
Yeah, exactly. What it says here is the year has already birthed a number of viral challenges, but none has been proven to be as foolish and potentially deadly as the Tide Pod Challenge.
Good point.
After teens started recording and sharing videos of themselves frying and eating poisonous soap-filled pouches known as Tide Pods, YouTube had to step in and take action. Tide Pods videos were pulled from the site, but the damage was done.
Dumbest generation.
Tide Pod inspired pizza, donuts, sushi, and shots were created. I remember someone saw a, like they made a donut that looked like a Tide Pod. I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, there were, I just remember seeing the like. I mean, 2018 was big into the Oreo flavors. Someone did a Photoshop of Tide Pod Oreos. I mean, a Tide Pod, to their credit, they also had a campaign with Gronk, which seemed to fit pretty well. All right,
he's
Tide
big
Pods
and awesome.
I am. I'm with you. I'm surprised it wasn't number one. All right, number one on the sports moments. Eternal Extras. The game took 7 hours and 20 minutes over 18 innings, shattering the World Series record for longest game, both time and frames. In fact, Boston Red Sox Dodgers clash took longer to play than the entire 1939 World Series. Yeah. With the score tied 1-1 in the top of the 13th, Scott Alexander throwing an error allowed the Red Sox to take a one-run lead. But in the bottom half of the inning, Ian Kinsler threw a ball wide from second, allowing Max Muncy to score from second with two outs to tie it again. Finally, in the bottom of the 18th, Boston pitcher Nathan Eovaldi entering the seventh inning of the seventh inning of outstanding relief work finally broke. Muncy smacked a leadoff walk-off homer to left center, ending a marathon at 12:30 a.m. Pacific, well past last call in Boston, as they say. Though the Red Sox lost the game, and Eovaldi, of course, inspired Boston. They won the next two games in L.A. to close out another World Series championship. That Max Muncy homer, absolutely, in that game was tremendous. And
I remember, like, even Joe Buck was talking about, like, what do you think they're doing with those bars in Boston? Because it was like 1 a.m. Pacific time. Which means it's 3 a.m. Like,
yeah.
You know, 4 a.m. usually shut down at 1. So not at that time. I think that that time.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you're right.
You're right.
No,
you're
it's
right.
October. Yeah, it's October.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. I just forget because we don't change times and everyone else does.
Yeah.
But that's nuts, dude. Like, that's what are they doing? Like, people were waking up to go to work.
I know.
Still, the game was still
that's
on,
crazy. So. All right. Quickly, we got about 45 seconds. What's the number one internet moment of 2018?
Logan Paul and going into the forest,
the suicide forest, and finding the dead body.
Forest. Yeah. And then he had some other stuff.
That guy's the worst.
Yeah. I guess he donated $1 million to suicide prevention organizations after that. So,
well, I mean, after he capitalized on making a joke out of it.
Yeah. I mean, he's terrible. So,
yeah. I mean, he's terrible. Everything I've seen, I don't even know the guy. Like the videos, my kids aren't old enough to be in that world, but everything I see, he's horrible. That's a very memorable one. I remember the controversy of that. Not a good look, Bogman.
Nope.
Not a good look. So there you go. 2018 in a capsule. Tide Pods, suicides being filmed, extra innings, and a bunch of stuff we don't remember. 2018 sucked. Hopefully 2019 is better. We got two more segments, though. Congrats.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back. Final two segments of In This League in 2018. What a sucky year of great content, though. See, again, I think... From a sports perspective and from like an internet perspective, literally what we picked, it just isn't as gleaning as a lot of other things. You could think from, you know, a movie standpoint. I mean, I think we blew it out of the water with some of the movies this year. I mean, Infinity Wars. I guess now I'm thinking about it. What the hell were the other movies, though? What else came out this year that was awesome?
Doghouse, you said.
Bird Box.
Right, is one of the best. So
I've only seen the first like 25 minutes of the entire movie. I don't even know what's going on with it. Spider-Verse was good.
Okay, Spider-Verse is good. Yeah.
Anything else?
Not,
the movie sucked this year, too?
Super memorable. What won the Academy Award this year?
Oh, God. I don't know. What did? Hold on. Let's
2018
see.
2018 Best Picture.
Academy Awards. Who won?
Let's see. The Academy, this just has all the stupid...
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
It took me
won?
3 seconds. Shape of Water. That
well,
one.
Well, all I see are nominees. Oh, I guess it auto completed to nominees for me instead of winner. So, yeah, The Post was pretty good.
All right, here's what I pulled up.
I saw Dunkirk.
I didn't see most of these. I literally just typed in 2018 best movies. Here's what I got.
Okay.
Black Panther.
All right. Yeah, okay.
That's fine. Infinity Wars. Yes.
Okay.
A Star is Born. That's the Lady Gaga movie. Didn't see it.
Right.
Lady Gaga. Annihilation. That movie about the book that you kept you couldn't shut up about with Natalie Portman.
Yeah, the book was good. The movie was okay.
All right. Eighth Grade, which, by the way, if you didn't know about this, Bo Burnham, one of my favorite comics. Bo Burnham.
Did not see that.
Did not see it either. He essentially quit comedy to do this movie. Good for them. Let's see. A Quiet Place. New Mission Impossible. Incredibles 2. Yeah, the movies suck this year, dude. There's Aquaman is on this list.
Crazy Rich Asians?
Isle of Dogs.
I've seen
Bird Box is on here.
It was Crazy Horny Asians, but I've seen it.
Mandy, Nicolas Cage, that horror flick, Mandy.
Mandy?
This sucked. All right, now I got to look at this.
Mandy Muse?
No, it's just Mandy. Oh. All right.
Look up Mandy Muse.
I'll do that later. Best Music. See, this is why music sucked. Look at this. Cardi B, The Carters. There's some good albums. Drake's album. The Carters was a good album. Ape S. Kendrick.
I mean, you could be making all this up. I have no idea.
Everything sucked in 2018. But in this league, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We're the bright spot.
Pretty awesome.
You know what didn't suck, Bogman? Our picks in week 15. Let me tell you something. So remember in last week's episode, we had to do it a little bit early due to the holidays, due to our Christmas special that was coming up. So we actually did the show, recorded the show before. We didn't get to our guy, Drew. Drew messages me just after the show was done. And I was like, oh, man, dude, we just missed you. And he gives me some info and he joined up with the Army. He joined up with the special. I know he showed up at some point. Apologies, Drew. I think when he showed up, I was 12,000 sheets to the wind. So I don't know what was going on at that point.
Drew was in Deck Our Balls.
Yeah, Drew joined up with the Army. He hadn't. I mean, shame on him for not being a part of the Army before. But he joined up because he wanted to watch the special, and he was there at some point. But
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, of course you don't. Part of it was this information he said. I was like, well, I've got to talk about this during the special. That didn't happen because we lost all this, you know, capacities function of ourselves and functions and everything. He messages before the show last week that we had a perfect score on our DFS. So much so, Bogman, 3 of the 4 lineups placed first.
Boom.
We were money. All 4. Both of yours, both of mine, all cash. 3 of the 4 winning first place. And Bogman, I got to tell you, both of yours were first place on the cash money.
Look at that.
Sending in the new year because, I mean, we're not doing that one this week. It's week 17. It's all hell breaking
loose. It's a bit ridiculous. Yeah.
Excited. That's not going to happen this week. So we went out with a bang. Because did we do one last week?
Yeah, we did one last week.
No way Drew played it.
No, I don't think so.
So we pulled pretend.
Maybe we didn't.
I don't know if we did. But guess what? We can play pretend. Let's pretend we didn't. So the final one we did, we went out with our best week of all the weeks. For week 15, we cashed Drew some serious money. And you know what? I think we might be in the green.
Boom. Look at that.
Look at that.
In the green. I like that.
Didn't hear from our guy Drew this week, though, after Deck Our Balls. So maybe we...
Did we say something insulting?
Maybe. I
definitely could have. So
I
tend to do that when I get drunk. So
I saw I had to download the video because it's got to be edited. And just the still image that from when I downloading, I just look like I'm on another planet. It's a picture of me. I look like Julio Urias with my eyes. I'm all over the place.
You don't.
I'm like, who is this person and what's going on? So, all right. So that's the thrill there that we did kick out 2018 with our best DFS performance. I don't know how did we do on pick'ems though. I mean, how were we finishing out?
You had your best week of the year last week, 10-4 against the spread.
Oh.
7-7 on the over-unders.
Let's go.
I was 7-7 against the spread and 5-9 on the over-unders. Not as good.
So. I'm a spread guy. Spread a deep.
apparently you are, because the week before this, you were 5-8.
Oh, on the spread?
And you were 4-11 the week before that. And then 5-10.
I'm a line guy.
And then 3-9. Yeah.
I'm an outbet guy.
You were good at week 16. Yeah. Week 16.
If Arizona allowed us to bet, I would be on Daily Roto and MyBookie and BetDS. I would be on all of these guys using all the tools to get it right because not doing too well. A little bit better than Bogdan last week. I'd be crushing it. That's right. Promo code FNTSY or Dr. Holiday, whatever it was. Dr. Guys.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be in Huckleberry. All right. So should we take a look at the final week of the NFL in the regular season?
Let's look at it, the Welsh.
Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills with a paltry 39.5 over under. Buffalo is a 5.5-point favorite at home. Zay Jones, I mean, this is a joke across the board here. I mean, is it going to be all Kalen Ballage for the Dolphins in this final week? What the hell can we expect from this game?
Remember, and we talked about how the one year I did the pick'em, the big money pick'em group, and I was up like to where I was going to win $1,500, and it seemed like at worst it's going to be $500. And then I only got three picks right last week.
And it cost you, it was like a $1,500 swing, right?
Yeah. Well, I won like $50. So yeah, it was bad. But this week is the hardest to pick because you just never know what's going to happen. I think in this game, it's easy to pick Buffalo because of the weather. Miami going on the road to Buffalo.
The weather outside is weather, 31 degrees currently.
That's right. It's frightful. So 31 degrees, that we might just die if it was 31 degrees out here when we had to go out and function.
I've been like so cold in 60-degree weather out here. It's unbelievable.
It'll get, I think tonight it might be getting close to freezing.
Yeah, like I'll go in at like 5 a.m. and it's like 34 degrees in a car. And I'm just like, okay, like what are we going to do? What are we going to do with this? But in the day it gets up to in the 50s.
Right. So I think this game, they said Ryan Tannehill is done. Miami is not expected to pick up his option, so he's out of Buffalo or Miami after this year. So this is his last hurrah. Who knows what Buffalo is going to wind up doing with Josh Allen here. I think I'm just going to take Buffalo because of the weather in this one and the under.
I am going to go. Yeah, I'll go Buffalo in the under as well. This is a stupid game. I wouldn't want to be messing with it. Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers. Davante Adams is questionable. I don't know if, I mean,
St. Brown is out. Concussion. He's not playing.
Is Rodgers even going to go?
He says he's gone.
All right.
So like Green Bay's favored.
Yeah. I mean, on the Lions end, it's kind of messy there. A lot of banged up here and there. Green Bay's favored by 8. Over under is 45.5. I mean, Rodgers is going to still walk away with a fantastic season. It'll be a little bit of a bummer. You and I kind of talked about this on the final Friday, by the way, was the final in-season fantasy football podcast that we did. And two things that was really fun in conversation was we looked at, you know, how these guys finished through 16 weeks, because that's really your fantasy end unless you're crazy and you go through 17. And we were always looking at their stats through 17 weeks. So we got to take a look and we went through an early mock draft that we did. So if you want to hear a 2019 early mock, we had two drafts going on and we break it down and the results are over at InThisLeague.com. But you had brought up this point, or you and I were conversing about it, that like, if Davante Adams doesn't go in this final week, it might be one of those little tiny things that just, you know, you look at the stats, you see a little bit overinflated on a few other guys. People are going to be able to extrapolate like, hey, Odell didn't play four games. And I'm not saying it's going to make Davante Adams drop significantly, but like you and I believe that Davante Adams is warranted as the first overall receiver to go. And I don't think it's out of question that he ends up being 4 or 5 when, you know, we kind of get the season out of our system, doesn't play the final week, doesn't pad the stats a little bit more. So it could be significant to his draft stock by a few picks next season, him not playing in week 17 if he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, AB or Hopkins or whoever went ahead of him, especially because, I mean, there's no reason for him to play in this game. So I doubt he winds up suiting up. So it's and no St. Brown. So I don't know, man. I feel like I can't pick Detroit because they've been so bad down the stretch here. So I'm going to take Green Bay in this one. I guess I'll take the under. Well, do you have the weather for that game? What's
shows
it? 'Cause 31. That's in Green Bay.
Shows 31, just like the Buffalo game.
It doesn't show any like wind or anything.
I don't have any wind stuff on here. Partly cloudy, some sun. Doesn't show any rain. I mean, from just what I can see, it's just based on AccuWeather.
Just cold.
Yeah, cold.
I guess I'll take the under just because Detroit's missing weapons. Green Bay is probably going to be missing weapons. I mean, no Aaron Jones in this one. We're back to Jamal Williams, who played well last week. But I'll take the under, but I'll take Green Bay. This could be like a 21-10 game, and I would not be surprised.
You know what I'd be curious about? I'd love to see this. I know there's somebody out there that's probably got it. But I'd love to see the stats on Week 17 overs, because I feel like Week 17 would be the over week of all, just defenses kind of giving up. You got a lot of teams that are out of it.
But offenses give up too.
Yeah, but I think at the same point, though, you know, when an offense is out, there's a lot more slanging that's going on in the final week. I mean, maybe you're right. Like I said, that's why I like to see the correlation. I think
timing sometimes gets screws up, because like Tampa Bay is going to play Ryan Griffin this last game. Like, what is that all about?
Yeah.
You have backup quarterbacks, and you know, like Teddy Bridgewater is going to be in there.
They just want to see guys. But that's why I'm saying, like, I'd love to know over the last like 3 or 4 years, is there like a 15% boost on overs on week 17 across a median average of weeks 1 through 16? Is it lower? I just love to know. I think that'd be a helpful tool. I kind of gleaned to thinking defenses are going to be a little bit lighter in the final week. Offenses might be a lot more loose, a lot more high flying. So I'm going to go over in Green Bay on this one.
What's next?
We've got Jets and Patriots. Patriots, they got a 10-5 record, so they're still playing four, and they are favored by 13.5. 46.5 is the over-under. Another, Jesus Christ, like every one of these is like 30 degrees, 33 degrees. This is in Foxborough. Tom Brady, obviously a fantastic season. Sony Michel can still put up a 1,000-yarder here. I would love to see Gronk put something together in this final game going in. You know, we talked about him in the last football podcast, just about his value to next year. It's on an all-time low. You'd love to see him put something together. But what do you think here? Probably going to be, I think we might already even officially be out Robbie Anderson for the game. Quincy Enunwa signed a big contract extension. So you're going to have the Jets trying to play a little bit of spoiler here. The Patriots are going to put their foot down. And if they put their foot down hard enough, they can you know, set it easy if they get a big lead going into the second half. But what do you think? 13.5 over for the Patriots.
New England needs to win to keep a bye. So I think that this is probably a stomping, although Sam Darnold's looked pretty damn good the last few weeks. And the Jets offense has been clicking a little bit, but I'm still going to take New England in the over in this game. I think the over definitely hits because of how good. I mean, we saw what was the final score? Green Bay and the Jets last week, 44-38. Yeah. So
I'm going to go. I'm actually going to take the Jets on this one, but I'm going to take the over. I think the Jets are going to want to play spoiler. And, you know, if they can make it a little bit of a game, that's a huge line. I wouldn't be shocked when the Patriots absolutely just mud stuff. I mean, this is one of those games where they could be up 30, you know, to nothing going into the third quarter. And I could see Belichick still putting Brady and them out there and just, you know, just making it a statement type of thing. But I'm going to say the Jets are going to play a bit tough here and they're going to keep it within. All right. We got a couple more we can get in here. How about this one? Panthers and Saints. Saints are favored by 7. Over-under is 42.5. You mentioned it before. They've officially taken Drew Brees out of the game. Teddy Bridgewater is going to get the start. Haven't seen any official news on Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara, but if you're playing this week, the Saints are going to break your heart and all those players, and it's going to be a whole bunch of backups. Christian McCaffrey, we do not have word, but the Panthers said they want to try out some young guys. Christian McCaffrey still has a chance at a 1,000-yard receiving season, and you know he's still piling up one of the best fantasy seasons we can remember in a long time. And I mean, he's the top positional player through 16 weeks. So what do you think here on Christian McCaffrey? What do you think about the Saints and seven New Orleans, 42.5 over?
Man, that line moved because I had 7.5 and 44.5. So is New Orleans by 7 and 42.5?
They probably moved down when Teddy Bridgewater got the starting.
Yeah, you're spot. Right. I think I'm still going to take New Orleans and probably the under in this game. I mean, we're down to the third string quarterback in Carolina, and McCaffrey might not play. I don't know if DJ Moore is going to play. I don't know who is actually going in this game. Carolina has nothing on the line. I mean, Ron Rivera's not even playing for his job. They came out yesterday and said that he's expected to be retained. So I'm just going to take New Orleans in the under.
Man, this is going to be a just pure degenerates this week. There's just going to be chaos across all these games with unknowns.
I wouldn't put any money on these games.
It's wild. But, you know, I mean, if anything, people are going to double down this week on, I mean, DFS is going to be wild. I mean, it's a wild, wild west of people getting in there because there's so many dollar values that are going to be had. And, you know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of Christian McCaffrey's not probably playing. And there are games where you worry about the starters. Take, for instance, quickly, we can get one more in. Cowboys.
Well, you didn't pick this game.
I'm going to go Saints. Saints in the over on this one. Okay. We'll get our totals here when we come back from break. But Cowboys and Giants is a perfect example where they say they want to play their guys, the Cowboys, but at the half, you might have a guy like Zeke and Dak out. They are not favored, by the way. The Giants are favored by 6. The over-under is 41. I've got to assume this is about the guys that aren't going to be playing, but we're in that situation. So from a DFS perspective, it's going to be a lot of players with big prices that people are going to be avoiding just knowing they're going to play half of a game. But when we come back, we'll get Cowboys, Giants, we're going to get Falcons, Bucks, and we're going to go through the rest of these final games of Week 17 and see how we fare. So don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back. More in this league coming up for the final segment.
That you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
If you like to wager on sports, or you never have and you want to try, head on over, friends, to BetDSI. They have wagering options for almost any sport you can think of, including sides, totals, player props, where you can utilize your daily fantasy skills without salary cap constraints. Love that. You can even wager on esports, politics, reality TV. Let's go. Get an edge with live betting at BetDSI. You can wager virtually any time during the contest, capitalizing on in-game action. So many ways you can make money. BetDSI, enter promo code FNTSY18. Post-apocalyptic. The promo code is FNTSY18. When you sign up, you're going to get a 100% bonus deposit match. That's promo code FNTSY18. BetDSI, where players get paid. I want to get paid.
Take that paper.
Get paid. You don't hate at the end of the year. You get all this stuff. We get just inundated with it the last like week where people are like, make sure you got your finances. You know, you got your charitable contributions and you got to what money do you got to move over here and move over there? And it's just like, stop telling me what to do. Let me procrastinate.
I
got to
figure it out, guy.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. I got to figure it out. I'm going to procrastinate, forget about it, and then I'll just do standard deductions on everything. Just don't worry about me. I got you. They don't even want you to itemize anymore. You can't. They're doing all that they can to not let you itemize. You're going to have a hell of a year, Bogman. You are like Mr. Itemize. They're doing everything they can.
Well, it's not that big a deal. Like when you can itemize everything and then you just still get the standard deduction. So it's just you do a little more work and then you realize, well, that didn't really change much for me.
Yeah,
so.
I just wasted my time. That's it.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes. It's not that big a deal.
No,
so.
I do my taxes. Taxes.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing as far as itemizing goes, it's really not that hard.
Anytime you cannot do, let me ask you something. When's the last time you went and got a haircut? Like I grew my hair out like a crazy person and then had it all shaved off and told that your hair wasn't long enough to donate to charity like a good person, but like a haircut.
I probably a little bit after I shaved my head. So
do you go and get haircuts?
I do. Yeah.
I haven't had a haircut at a barber or whatever for 13 years.
Would they charge you half price because it's half the amount of hair of a normal person?
Yeah. Oh, you're being a dick. Actually, you want to know what's funny? One of the places I work, I was talking about, me and my wife had this, I don't want to go off a huge tangent because we got to get through these games, but like, because I've got, like, I purposely grow the top of my hair longer than the sides because.
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess if I were to shave it how I used to like it because it's just thinning in the middle.
Why don't you just shave all of it off?
Okay, well, that's where I'm going. I had this conversation with my wife and I'm like, this is depressing. And she's like, well, she's like, you're just going to have to get the Rogaine stuff or you're going to have to shave it all. And I'm like, oh, I'll look so bad shaved. And she's like, I don't know. Like, my head isn't built for it. So I mentioned to this at work with somebody who is on a radio show. And this guy would also not look good with a shaved head. And he's like, let's do it. He's like, let's do it. Let's have a pack. Let's all do it. And I'm like, no. He's like, I'll pay for it. We'll go to a barber shop. We'll all get it. And then he goes and like says it on air. And I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm not going to do this. I am terrified for multiple reasons. To shave my head, to see what it looks like bald, that it won't grow back right. I one time had my hair long and I started to shave it in the, I did it in the front where it's thinning. And that was a horrible experience. The anxiety I would have during the whole process with the hair.
Well, I don't think I can. If it doesn't work out, you can put on a hat and then grow your hair back out.
Yeah, but when you have like a job, you're not going to wear like baseball caps at like a professional.
Well, I mean, who are you trying to impress?
I'm not trying to impress anybody. It's a professional place. You don't wear hats. You can't wear shorts.
It's not like you have your gut out or anything. Like, it's fine. It's you wear a hat in, you take it off when you get to the office, you put it back on when you go out. It's not that big a deal.
Bogman, I would look so bad bald.
Well, I mean, there's only one way to find out, right?
Yeah,
well,
see, you're not like, no, dude, I would look so bad bald.
I have no idea. Like, what do you have, a weird-shaped head? Do you have divots?
I got a big, dumb head.
Do you have the Shane Battier head where you look like a Sharpay?
I think I would. I think I would look really bad. Ooh. By the way, you dick, bringing up hair stuff. Hope it all goes. But the whole point is we've done haircuts like ourselves. I don't go to barber. Right? Anything I can do, I'll do my own taxes, shave my head, any of that. Not going to go to places.
I have way too much hair to cut it by myself, so. That
must be nice. All right. Cowboys and Giants. Giants favored by 6. Did they already announce that all the Cowboys are resting or something?
They can't change any of their spot. They can't get a bye. And,
Jerry Jones said that they were going to play their guys.
I mean, maybe they play him for a half, but I mean, Jerry Jones is not the coach.
Well, so. I agree. Like this to me, like I think I feel like we all know that they're not going to play all the guys. But if they haven't come out and said they're clearly not playing, I just don't understand the line. All right, whatever. Giants favored by 6, over under 41.
Giants in the over.
I'm going to go Cowboys. Cowboys in the over.
Cowboys in the over.
They're going to take it. Falcons and Buccaneers. Julio Jones is a little bit questionable.
Julio,
ridiculous year. 1,500 yards already. 7 touchdowns. Matt Ryan, it'd have to have a really ridiculous game to cap the 5,000 here. But we've got Atlanta favored by 1.5 on the road. Over-under is 51.5. Probably not what these two teams thought they were going to be doing coming into Week 17. But what do you think?
Atlanta in the over. I mean, Tampa Bay is going to be playing Ryan Griffin. And probably we should see a healthy dose of Ronald Jones here. It's probably Dirk Cutter's last game, as we heard that Mike McCarthy is a possibility in Tampa Bay. So I think this is ATL in the over. I don't think Tampa Bay stands a chance in this one.
Fully agree. Over Atlanta, big time for me. And I think there's a lot of fantasy disappointment in this game. This is one of those, like, what are these teams playing for, trying out things? I just feel bad if you had Julio and Mike Evans and all these guys. It might be a rough one. Jaguars and Texans. Houston is favored by 6.5. The over-under is only 40. Again, a lot of low lines here. Lamar Miller looks like he's a go. Deontay Foreman got back in. DeAndre Hopkins has been questionable. So they might be really wide receiver-less. So Deshaun Watson, to me, is a little bit of a problem overall fantasy. But, I mean, what do you think? I mean, didn't they say Blake Bortles is going to get out there?
Blake Bortles is starting in this game. I mean, just what a difference a year makes, you know?
Yeah.
Where Jacksonville goes into Pittsburgh and beats him in the playoffs last year and almost beats New England in New England to go to the Super Bowl. And now they have nothing to play for in this game. And Blake Bortles is the backup and starting. Like, how much does Jacksonville wish they went after Kirk Cousins hard?
Have to, right?
They gotta wish.
But there still would have been a lot of scrutiny. I mean, because of what they did behind that quarterback, that's a tough decision. You can't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. But
I mean, except the talent department that evaluates these players as a job.
Yeah, I guess, you know, what a difference a year makes, too. Bortles had a decent playoff run. I don't know. But this Houston is trying to get a bye. If the Jets can play spoiler against the Patriots and Houston wins, Houston gets the bye. So I think Houston has stuff to play for. Jacksonville doesn't. Houston and the under for me.
I'm going to go same. Houston and the under as well. Chargers, Broncos. The Clippers are favored by 6.5. Another low over under 42 here. What do you got here? I mean, Philip Lindsay, he's out for the season. Broncos are just riddled with issues. Looks like a nice weather game.
Chargers can still get the first round bye.
I like the Chargers a lot. I mean, I would say I'm going to go Chargers and I'm going to go Chargers in the under, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the Broncos at all.
I'm going to say the under just because I think the Chargers might pour it on. They were embarrassed last week at home against Baltimore. They need to score as many points as possible. They can get a bye. If they would have beat Baltimore, they would be the number one seed in the AFC right now. And they just couldn't get it done at home. So I think we're going to get a pissed off Chargers team trying to get that number one overall seed. Because if they win and Kansas City loses, which probably won't happen, but Oakland could play spoiler. I mean, we've seen stranger things happen.
I mean, just like this is like a 30-3 game. That's where I'm at with this. I think
this is like a 42-0 game. So,
yeah. All right. So we're on that. Raiders and the Chiefs. We were with the Chargers Broncos into the afternoon games. Raiders and Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by 14. Over under is 52.5. Patrick Mahomes is going for 4,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. Those are on the line. Tyreek Hill, obviously a big, he's had a huge season. But Damian Williams got a 2-year contract extension. What'd you think about that, by the way? I mean, $8 million, it's incentive based. Do you think this is one of those things where they're going to go in next year with Damian Williams and maybe get like a, my envision is like going and getting like a Carlos Hyde or, just some type of a free agent like that. Or are they going to attack the draft and go get one of those top guys?
We like what Damian Williams brings to our team. He's a good backup running back. Obviously, he's been playing very well without Kareem Hunt. So I just think that they like what he brings to the table. It's not a over expensive contract and they want him to be a part of this team going into next year. I think it means Spencer Ware is probably gone. So for me, this game, too easy to pick. Kansas City playing for that first round bye, and number one overall seed. They choked last week against Seattle. That's a tough place to play them on the road. So Kansas City is backing in. They need a statement win. They got to beat the crap out of the Raiders to look good. So Kansas City in the over.
I like it. I'm on the over, but I'm going to take Oakland on this one. I agree with everything that you said. John Gruden is not someone that is going to just be stepped over on this one. And I mean, I'm not saying that like, ooh, look out for the Raiders, but the Raiders have played hard against people for the most part over the last couple of weeks. And I think Kansas City could definitely find it in themselves where they want a statement win, but I'm not sure they're going to find it. You know, they're not going to press their foot down. If they get a little bit of a lead, they might take the guys out. And with that big of a line, I could see Oakland coming back, bringing it within 10. So I'm going to go. And, you know, a lot of their guys are still going to be out there. There's not a lot of, you know, weird resting. Oakland's going to want to come in. It's also a rivalry game. You know, Raiders and Chiefs are going to want to come in and spoil as much as possible. Yeah. So that's why I like Oakland in this one. 49ers and Rams. Rams are favored by 10. 48.5 is the over-under. Todd Gurley officially out. No Todd Gurley. I haven't seen. Did they say Jared Goff is not going to play at all?
I think Jared Goff is playing.
Series or two at best.
Yeah, the Rams are playing this game. I just think the Niners want that one overall pick. So I think we're going to see some, not necessarily tanking, but some interesting stuff going on for the Niners. And I think the Rams win this game probably by the 10 points. You know, it's one of those things where they get up 21-0. That's when they start resting offensive starters. And maybe the defense stays in there a little bit longer. But Rams in the over.
I'm going to go 49ers and the over here, but I think the Rams are going to win. One thing to be on the lookout for, George Kittle and Zach Ertz are battling it out for most receiving yards by a tight end in a single season. Ertz currently has it by 46 yards. Kittle, I mean, if he has 50 more yards than Ertz on this week, he will take the number one spot and be the all-time yards leader. And I think that's something the 49ers need, like these type of victories at this point. And they're probably going to play hard, unfortunately. I want them to lose. But I could see this being a big point going into this game, is trying to get Kittle that. So I expect a lot of him, a lot of offense on the 49ers end. They're not going to give it up, even though the Rams might. So give me 49ers and the over. Bears and Vikings. Minnesota's favored by 5.5. Over under is 41. What do you think?
I mean, this is, the Bears have no incentive to do anything. So the Vikings need this win to get in the playoffs. So Minnesota and the over.
Bears would probably love to spoil on this game, though. But I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's in Minnesota, too. So I like Minnesota. And did you say over or under? I'm going over.
I said over. Okay. Yeah.
Your Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals. Pittsburgh is favored by 14.5. The over-under is 45.5. I mean, Bengals' only bright side has been Joe Mixon. What about the receivers, though? James Conner and Antonio Brown, both questionable.
Yeah, I think AB's going to play and Conner won't. I think that's how that's going to go. But did you see how stupid our defensive coordinator, Keith Butler sounded?
Did he? That, well, moron. I mean, just say what he did. I mean, Stephen A. Smith-like.
I almost lost $100 just now.
Oh, man.
He said, well, Tyler Eifert's a great tight end. We got to worry about him. September 30th. Tyler Eifert's been on IR since September goddamn 30th.
Did you see Eifert?
Not playing in this game.
Eifert quote tweeted, yes, and said, I'm really glad that the Steelers and Keith Butler are thinking about me.
God, what an idiot.
What an idiot. What a moron. All right, so what? So Antonio Brown plays. You don't think James Conner does. Does Pittsburgh cover this line? What do you think about this game?
Pittsburgh in the over here. Like, they have to have this win and help to get in the playoffs. Cincinnati is playing literally for nothing. Obviously, they would love to spoil this game. This is a nice rivalry. But Novanta's perfect in this one. His career is actually in doubt.
Yeah, I saw
that. Because he had a 7th concussion. So
probably for the better for him to not be in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. So I would say Pittsburgh in the over in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the under, though, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh in the under. This is another one of those, like, what is Cincinnati going to do? You know what I mean? This is like 30 to 10.
You're going to throw it to Tyler Eifert. We got to worry about it,
I guess. Cardinals and Seahawks. Cardinals, I mean, I hope the Seahawks just lay over so the Cardinals to get this win. But Seattle's favored by 13. One of the lower over-unders, 38.5 here. Chris Carson, one of the quietest 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Did you even realize he had over 1,000 already?
Yeah, but probably just because we did that mock and I was looking at stuff.
I completely forgot about that. Tyler Lockett's 101 yards away from a 1,000-yard receiving season. Everything's been lost on the Cardinals end. What do you think here, Seahawks-Cardinals?
I think this line is a little bit big. Of course, the Cardinals would love to play. Love to just piss off Seattle. They've already clinched their spot, though. This game really means nothing to anyone outside of the Cardinals. Need to lose it to keep that number one overall pick. So I'm going to take the Cardinals with the line, but I'm going to say over because 38.5 is just too low.
Completely agree on both ends. Three more here with about 2 minutes. Eagles and Redskins. Phillies favored by 7. 41.5 is the over-under.
Philly over. They got to win.
Yeah, Philly over. And Zach Ertz is on that, what we talked about with the receiving yards for a tight end. We have got the Browns and Ravens. This is the most important game to you. Baltimore's favored by 5.5. 40.5 is the over-under. Your season lies in Baker Mayfield's and the Browns' hands.
I hate him so much, too. Cleveland and the under in this one. I have to root for it. So Cleveland and the under.
I like Baltimore and the under on this one. I think Baltimore takes this game. Very good conversation we had about Nick Chubb, by the way, on our mock draft, if you want to go check that out. Some good post-discussion happened in our GroupMe rooms about Nick Chubb. And then finally, we have the Colts and the Titans. This is a great game. This will be the night game. We've got Indianapolis favored by 3.5. 43.5 is the over-under. These are playoff implications. I'm not sure to the extent. I'd have to go back and look. But, I mean, these are both 9-6 teams here. So what do you
think? Colts in the under. Tennessee is playing either without or not at 100% Marcus Mariota in this game. So not that he makes a huge difference. He hasn't been great this year, but the Colts have been playing on another level right now. So Colts in the under.
Completely agree. You are going to have sub 50 degree weather, but I think the momentum is going with the Colts, even though I know the Titans have been doing work. Everyone has fought against them, but I like the Colts in this one to take that 3.5. And I am, what did you say, the under or over?
I said the under.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over on this one. Lots of good stats here. This is a great game to have some fantasy guys in. But, my friends, that is all we have. Final episode of 2018. Thank you so much for tuning in with us as long as you have this year. I hope you join us in 2019 here and over at InThisLeague.com. Have a very, very safe and happy new year. We'll talk to you in 2019. Peace out.
See you.